Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
So happy, happy, happy Monday. Oh my God, I forgot to ask my question on Friday, didn't I? Two questions today. Since I forgot on Friday, all right? I was just focused on being happy on Friday. That's it. And amazingly, today's show is about happiness as well, because everybody wants to be happy, 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 right? Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. I'd give you a dollar if you know. Well, no, I won't, because too many of you was. Where'd that come from, right? What 90s or was it 80s television show that come from? So today, 10 rules to make a happier you. We did the Stoic happiness on Friday. Today's just regular general Scott happiness. You'll get that today, but you should pay attention to it because I want you to be happy. And that is today's program. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. And we all need it, don't we? We need a boost of some kind. We sometimes need a good kick in the butt. It is. Sometimes I say things, to be honest with you. Oh, by the way, my name is Scott. Good to have you. Some of the best motivation I've had in my life, and people don't understand this. I'm just going to be honest with you, and Frank, for those that do, you'll get this. Otherwise, oh well. Some of the best motivation I've ever had was really... You know, the good old-fashioned come-to-Jesus conversation. You know what that is? I know sometimes people talk about religion, mention Jesus, things like that. Oh, don't talk about Jesus to me. Don't do that. Look it up. If you don't understand what a good old-fashioned come-to-Jesus conversation is, then look it up, and you're going to get smarter because you did that. But some of the best things that ever happened to me, the most motivating things ever happened in my entire life, are when somebody kicked me in the butt. I mentioned a story this week about my mother-in-law throwing me out the door and saying, come back when you got that job you keep talking about. Sometimes the best motivation is somebody catches you and shakes you and jars you. Some of you got hard heads. Happens a lot. I know I used to have a hard head. I got over it. I was like, this hard-headed thing is really not working out, man. Doesn't mean I'm not obsessed with certain things, but hard-headed, no, I get you in trouble that way. So motivation comes in lots of ways and sometimes a boost. If you listen to the show and you say, Scott, it's supposed to be a positive boost. Listen, if I can kick you in the butt, and you don't like it, and yet ultimately we get a positive result. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Thank you, guy. Okay. We're going to open Face Your Passion. In a couple of days, I'll tell you how you're going to experience this. We're not going to do a workshop. I'm actually going to take one of the things that we've done to just the members, the paying members that are spending time with me every single week, and I'm going to bring you into what they're doing. You are going to experience firsthand transformation, not from a podcast, not from a chitty chatted thing. You're going to see coaching in action and people changing before your eyes. You got to be on my email list or I can't tell you where it's going to be. Just go to faceyourpassion.com, watch the replay of the workshop, and then get on that list when you do, and I'll let you know very soon. So we got two questions to catch up on. First one's quick and simple. On Friday, I should have asked, how do you want to feel? It's an emotional question. You have a choice. If your life is not making you feel the way you want to feel, then you simply say, okay, how do I want to feel? And you get the choice. And it's completely up to you. And I do not buy, listen, this is none of this, positivity kind of thing where you should be able to feel this way. It's just life, man. It's, you get the choice. If you don't like the way things are going, if you're not walking around as a happy warrior, a joyful warrior, if you're not that person and you want to be happy, then you got to make some change to get there. Whatever it is. I see some pretty grumpy people out there. They're out of shape sometimes, too, and I see that all the time. That's a story that I want to tell this moment. They don't feel good. They don't feel healthy. They don't have any energy. They're maybe 100 pounds overweight, and they're not happy. They just want to be happy, Scott. I said, great, you got to go on a diet. Diets don't make me happy. I said, yeah, but the other side of them does. If you want to be happy, it's up to you, and you have to ask yourself, how do you want to feel? Go do that. All right, now today's question, because we have two questions on a Monday since Scott messed up on Friday. I mess up a lot. I do. Don't really care. I get most things right, but I do mess up. I say, I'm sorry. Let's move on. So I'm sorry for Friday for messing up. So today, the next thing, have you done your homework? Did you ask yourself that question? How's my life going? I promise you, if you will sit down and say, how's my life going? And actually be honest with the answer, look in the mirror, look yourself in the eye and say, really, dude, how's it going? And let all that stuff that's percolating inside come on. Say, man, not so good. I'm kind of frustrated. I'm kind of upset. I don't have what I want yet. Or maybe it's completely happy, happy, happy. Should be that way. But if it's not, then you need to make the change, right? So ask a question when the show is done today. How do I want to feel? And how's my life going? All right, let's do this thing before it gets way too long. It's a 9-minute show and it keeps becoming like 15 minutes. I'm sorry about that. 10 rules for daily happy are you. Okay, you ready for this? Because life is crazy and we all jump into the craziness of life without much thought. The basic rules of life tend to run us dry. I see this all the time. People will spend a little bit of time on their personal development, their personal growth, and decide what they want to be. And then suddenly I'll ask them, I say, well, how's your week been? Well, I got kind of busy. I got projects going on. I'm working on this, working on that. And suddenly anything that you were going to do to make you happier just gets pushed off another week. And life happens. It's going to happen. You can't do it all the time. Wait a second. You actually can. Yeah, you actually okay, Scott. So here are a few of my rules. Do what makes your heart sing. Always feel better when you're dancing down your own path. Can you always do what makes your heart sing? Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. It's all a mindset. Even if you're doing things you don't want to be doing, you could be the happy warrior and you can do them because what's going to happen? In my mind, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm always doing the same thing in my head. If I get distracted, have something I have to do that's not real enjoyable, I get it done, get out of the way, get back to what I like to do. But my thought is always in the place of do what makes me happy. You can do the same thing. Believe anything is possible. As soon as you believe it, everything is possible. You got to believe anything is possible. Do you believe anything is possible? Okay, come close to me for a second here. Not everything is possible for everybody, is it? It's just not. There are certain things that my 92-year-old mom can't do. Doesn't even care to do, so it probably doesn't matter. Certain things I can't do. Because I still am jonesing to be an NBA basketball star at 5'9 and 60 plus. What other things are really possible? Be nice to others. Expect them to do the same. No further explanation required, but let me give you some anyway. I run into this a lot. I actually had somebody comment. I did the show a few months back, and some people asked me about it. It's a brand new version of it, though. It says, God, you said be nice to others. I'm nice to everybody, but I'm not getting it back. Well, then change your people. Change your people. Doesn't mean you need to be mean to them. Just change your people. Find some new people to be nice to. When they're nice back to you, keep them. That's it. What happens with all those people that are just not nice? Walk away. Ignore them. That's it. Just move on. You can expect them to do the same, but your expectations are not an obligation to them. If they won't do what you expect, they're not your people. Move on. And that includes family. Believe in people and encourage your dreams. When you do, they'll return the favor. Oh, that taps on really good there, doesn't it? It's true. When you believe in people and encourage your dreams, it's amazing what happens. They will come right back and just give it back to you 20 times over. Now, here's the inside advanced version of this. Because, God, I've been happy. I've been given. I've been serving. I believe. I pour the belief into people and I help them, but it just doesn't come back. Well, are you keeping an inventory? I mean, really, are you keeping an inventory? Are you writing down a list of all these people you poured yourself into and waiting for them to come back and give you something back? Are you? Because I got news for you. When they go out and do their stuff, they talk to other people and then talk to other people and then it floats around the world like the butterfly effect and somebody you never met, you never thought of, was never in your life before, comes into your life and gives it right back to you. You don't know it because it came from somebody you've never seen before. But I have news for you. I've seen everybody before. Might not have seen your face, might not have heard your particular voice, but I've seen your personality. I've seen your troubles. I've seen your happiness. I've seen it. It wasn't you, but I've seen your type before. So pour into others. Encourage your dreams. Just sit back and let it all come back to you. Sometimes it takes a bit to go around the world, around the universe, and come back, right? And sometimes it's your cranky attitude that allows the bad stuff to stay and the good stuff not to come in. See the beginning of the podcast where we talked about being joyful, okay? Let's see, do the right thing. I do this all the time. This sounds familiar. Did I do this like 2 weeks ago? Sometimes I do so many shows I get confused, but it doesn't matter. Do the right thing. If you mess up, and you do mess up, you're not perfect. You are not. The minute you say you're perfect to me, I'm like, we got a problem here. Nobody's perfect. We all mess up. Every single one of us. And if we're lucky, some folks give us some grace to get over that. So if you're lucky and you've been not so perfect, one of the first things you need to do is just accept that. And if you mess up, just say you're sorry and try again. That's all. That's what I do. I have messed up more than I can ever tell you. And some people remember every one of them. I don't. I don't remember what happened. What did I have for breakfast today? Oh, it's a shake. Okay. Almost forgot. Meet people where they are in their life and walk with them where you both want to go. I do that all the time. But the key is where you both want to go. I meet people all the time, and I genuinely meet them where they are, and I hope they meet me where I am. Let's get together, Scott. Let's walk this path together. Let's collaborate. Let's do a collab. Ever since cell phones or smartphones came up, nobody spells words. Any collaboration? What the hell's that? There's a 23-year-old saying, I don't even know the word collaboration. What is that? I have an idea. Ask your fam. They'll tell you. Meet them where they are. And when you start walking together, just double check and make sure that you're walking in the same direction, to the direction of your objectives and your goals in life. If you're not, then when you get a fork in the road, take the fork in the road. That's another podcast, Left or Right, Red Pill, Blue Pill. Most people don't do what they say they're going to do. Under-promise, over-deliver. If I don't do what I say I'm going to do, it's frankly because I overestimated. It's Scott time. It's Scott logic. Scott's like, yeah, let's go. And I get so excited. And then I under-deliver. I over-deliver eventually. And I really have to work on that. Just going to be honest with you. It's a problem of mine. It's probably always going to be. But I always do what I say I'm going to do. You do the same thing. Make lemonades out of lemon. Everything is flexible. If you have the right mindset, it absolutely is. And you need to keep things simple. Yep. Keep things really, really simple. It's complicated sometimes to learn how to keep things simple. Sometimes you got to go through the mess to figure out simple. You'll change when you wear yourself out. If you get yourself buried in all the stuff of your life and all the thoughts and the crazy stuff that's going on, eventually you just kind of give up and say, oh man, I need a chill. Relax. Life is short. Far shorter than you think. It does not matter, though, because as long as you're in it and you're living and you're following your path and you're growing, it makes no difference. Someday I'm going to die. That's going to happen. But I'm probably the only one who will not know that happened. You will, because the podcast won't show up one day. You're like, what happened to Scott? You do it already. If I show up late, you're like, Scott, everything okay? What do you think about that? I'm good. Fine. Focusing on life's big picture makes it easier to enjoy your daily experiences. Go to faceyourpassion.com. Watch that replay. I'll leave it there like another 5 or 6 days. That's about it, okay? And then look for your chance to join me and come on. Let's make life great.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?